gates and doors were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall.
This is actually a good song.
It is really, but it's been ruined for us.
It's ruined for us by our ex music
choir director.
Choir director. Yes. Who did a theatrical version of it every Easter
for 20 some years.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song.
Don
Francisco wrote it. This is Don Francisco's version. It took us a while to find it.
Well, I think he's the one who wrote it, isn't he?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. He wrote it. This is his version.
This is his version. Okay.
And it took us a while to find it.
Okay. Okay. And this is the number one song of 1978. And it took us forever to find it.
It's a number one Christian song.
Number one. Yes. Okay. Yes. This is.
Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, no, it takes a while. It builds up, you know.
Yeah, it builds.
This year in Christian music, 1978, 88, 98. In 2008.
That's right. So buckle your seatbelts, fasten your headphones on very well.
Okay, is it coming?
Get a cup of coffee.
Oh, psych. It's not happening.
Yeah, he doesn't even get to it to the end. And he sings it over and over and over.
He is alive. He is alive. I am alive and I'm forgiven. Just melted in.
Here we go. Well, maybe not. He never gets there.
What? I just sang it. What do you need there for? It's alive.
There he goes.
He's alive. He's alive and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Fun.
That is fun. But
yay! Okay, that was the number one song. So it was number two.
I don't know. You have the list.
Oh yeah.
I called them out to you and
second
you wrote
them down.
Second
chapter of Acts. Does everybody
second
remember them?
Chapter of Acts.
The mansion builder.
Second.
Oh, he didn't get this one ready.
Of
Acts. Mansion builder.
Mansion builder. My music lookup is going, what?
I don't know these people.
Who's
second
are
chapter?
Weird.
Second chapter of what? Second chapter of Acts.
Zero results found.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got number three, right? I don't know Mansion Builder. I don't remember that. I'm sure I'd know it if I heard it. Because my parents had the second chapter of Acts albums.
It's going to be kind of sketchy on these 1978 ones. I'm sorry for everybody, but
okay,
have to kind of guess.
Number three, everybody will know, Amy Grant.
Don't
even need to look it up because I know all the words to Old Man's Rubble.
Old Man's Rubble.
But since nobody wants to hear me sing anymore, I won't, even though I do know all the words.
Well, you may have to. I don't know how this is going to work. We'll try it.
Let's see. Then you're living just to satisfy your passions, and you better be careful cause you're being deceived. Are you living in an old man's trouble? Are you listening to the father of lies? If you are, then you're headed for trouble. If you listen too long, you eventually die. Are you living in an old man's trouble? Are you listening to the father of lies?
There you go. Old man's rubble. So we'll see.
Okay, ready for number four?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Sail on, when the water gets high. The Imperials.
We watch for the signs and keep sailing on. Sail on, when the water gets high. Sail on,
sail on.
When the wind starts to die, sail on.
I have very fond memories of this song.
Minutes till the ship comes to get us. And we'll all get in it. Cast up your sail.
There you go.
And this, it was like 1978 or 79.
Uh-huh.
We went to Strawberry Lake for the very first time. It was a charismatic, non-denominational camp. in northern Minnesota, just off the border of Canada. We went there every year from the time I was 5 to the time I was 18. And my parents still went after that, but that was the last time I went. And we went this huge group of people. I'm sure I've talked about this before. We went this huge group of people. I don't want to bore, but anyways, the very first time we went with just another family.
This is really sort of the music show.
I'm sorry. And this was the number one song that year, or one of the top songs. So we have pictures of my brother and sister and myself and the other family's teenage kids all standing up with curling irons and blow dryers singing, "Sail on, sail on." And my brother in the background going, "Sail on, sail on." Because it rained like the entire week we were there. But it was cold and horrible weather. But we had so much fun in that. So that song just holds a lot of happy memories for me.
Well, I'm glad.
Yeah. Okay. You ready for the last one?
Last one, man.
Oh, do we not have "I'm a Believer"? Did we find it?
Well, who sings it?
The Boones. Did we not find that one?
That
we couldn't find it.
Impossible.
We found Pat Boone.
I found Pat Boone albums, but
in the 90s when he tried to do Stairway to Heaven or something.
It was pretty sad.
But we couldn't find him. Okay, so that was 78. Okay, you ready for 88?
Wait. I found the best of the chapter of Acts. Let's see if the song's on there.
Mansion Builder.
Oh.
No samples?
No mansion builders.
Okay, well, in 88, second chapter of Acts is on the list again.
Really?
Is Humble Yourself on there?
Let's see. Second chapter. Let me get back to that. Humble Yourself. No.
Is it Humble Yourself in the Sight of the Lord? Is that the one?
Don't know.
I wonder if that's it. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. That one? Oh, I remember that. Oh, that was a good song. I wonder if that was it.
Don't know.
Higher and higher, and he.
It's not on their very best of, that's for sure.
That was a good praise song back then, man.
Is it two girls and a guy?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. All right, then.
What's wrong with that?
I found them.
Okay.
But,
No?
No sampling of this song. Wait. What we got here? Ooh, look at this.
Humble Yourself.
Humble Yourself. I got Bread of Life. Here I go. No, Humble Myself. Humble Yourself. Nope.
No?
Mountaintops.
No?
No, sorry.
It was in the top 5 songs of 88, and we can't find it.
Didn't make it.
Okay. Well, how about this? Surely you can find Saved by Love by Amy Grant.
Another Amy Grant song?
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm surprised she's not on here every year.
What was the other one?
Hmm?
What was the other one by that chapter of Acts that I was looking for?
Mansion Builder.
Okay.
No. Humble Yourself, we can't find. Mm. Somebody tell me if that's what it was. If Humble Thyself in the Sight of the Lord. I don't know if that was them or not. I can't remember.
All right, what am I looking for Amy Grant?
Saved by Love.
Saved by Love. Okay, what album was that on?
Probably Unguarded.
No, it wasn't Unguarded.
That would have been
Straight Away.
Straight ahead.
Okay, let's see.
Straight Ahead or Lead Me On. One of those two.
What am I looking for again?
Saved by Love.
Saved by Love.
May have been Lead Me On.
No, it's not. It's not on. Not on that one. We should have looked this up before.
Well, I told you to do that, and you didn't wanna.
What?
Huh?
Never Alone. No, I don't have My Father's Eyes.
No, I said lead me on.
I'm looking.
Golly. Saved by Love. Lead me on.
Yes, I found it.
I had that tape.
Really? This one?
This is very interesting.
Not very catchy.
Loved this song. Her husband loves her dearly,
and morning shows her clearly. Okay, what else?
Let it go to the chorus.
Life, she's the queen of the world. That's it. That's all you get. Sorry.
Okay.
Samples.
The Reason We Sing by First Call. I had this album too. Well, I had the CD actually of this one.
This is from 88 still?
88. I actually had a CD in 88.
I don't know any of these songs.
No, I didn't. 89.
I don't know any of these songs.
I got my first CD in 90, I think. When did you first start getting CDs?
Petra. Oh, no, CDs? Oh, good grief.
It was 1990 when I first started getting CDs.
1991.
90. Because I remember I joined a club.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that I could get, you know, like, buy 10, get 10 free.
Yeah.
Remember those scams?
But I did the cassettes.
I did it with CDs because I got a CD player when I graduated from high school, and I was so excited that it had a CD player and a dual cassette and a record player all together, stereo system.
You were awesome.
High five.
You were awesome.
Did you find First Call?
I found First Call, but I cannot find
The Reason We Sing.
The Reason We Sing. I found the Definitive Collection.
That's not on there? Well, you're batting zero.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, it's the very last song on here. How about that?
Good. Yeah. The reason we lift
our voice is more than just making. Wow, that's bad.
I knew you couldn't stand that. Ooh,
these aren't getting any better. Can we skip ahead to 2008 now? All right, quickly, let's...
Oh, come on.
Well, we're already at 11 minutes.
I'm sorry.
We're still in 88.
Make His Praise Glorious by Sandy Patty. We'll get this over
with quick.
Can we
skip that one? What's the next one?
Oh, come on.
I know that one's horrible.
Oh, Sandy Patty.
Sandy Patty.
Oh, come on.
Her last name's Patty.
Sandy Patty. I had this tape, man. I sang this with my friend on top of the picnic table at camp. We would bellow out these songs.
I got a bunch. What's the name of the song?
Make His Praise Glorious. I can't remember the name of the album that it came out. She had a ton of famous songs in that album.
Praise Glory something.
I'd know it if I saw it.
Nope. Make His Praise. Oh, they're unknown.
Well, they would know Sandy Patty. She's pretty famous. Yeah, that's it. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, come on. That's good stuff, man. Okay, ready? The last one, my most favorite song in the list. Are you ready?
I hope it's better than this.
Ray Bolts. Thank You. And if this song didn't make you cry then, it will now.
Ray, B-O-L.
B-O-L-T-Z.
T-Z.
Bolts. It won't stop playing Sandy Patty. Isn't that nice of Sandy Patty.
Please make it stop. Please. Please make
it
stop.
Oh, here it is. Oh, I love this song.
All right, let's skip the intro here. Singing,
and someone called your name. I still know all the words. I turned and saw this young man,
and he was smiling. Yeah, he sang some song about a hammer.
Yeah, that was him too.
Where he was the...
Yeah, that was him.
Where he was the bad guy. He was the guy who nailed the guy to the cross. And then he said, but wait.
You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only eight.
Okay, what's next?
Get to the end. You gotta, you're missing the best part. Thank you
for giving to the Lord. Okay, what else?
I'm so glad you gave.
What else?
Thank you for blessing me. Can we move on now? Obedient.
Please, 1998.
It's such a great song.
1998, please. Please.
Are you ready?
Yes,
okay,
I need to scrub.
I'll help you. Ready?
I need to scrub
My Will, DC Talk.
My Will, DC. Now, is this when they were good or when they were, like, really hokey?
This is after hokey. 98's later, right? I don't remember.
Let's try this.
I liked their hokey. I thought hokey was good. Of course, then I like Sandy Patty back then too.
Yeah.
Music has changed quite a bit.
Yes, it has.
I can't believe you can't find My Will.
Well, I found Exodus, which is from the album My Will, I guess. DC Talk. Let's just do that.
Okay.
I got Jesus Freak, which is good.
Oh, yeah.
Into Jesus, My Deliverer.
Is my willpower. Did we write it down wrong?
No, I don't think so. That's interesting.
Well, you can just pick one off that album. They're all good.
My Will, DC Talk.
Did you find it?
Well, YouTube has a listing for it. Yep, here it is.
They're famous enough.
It's from YouTube. So far, so good. Not minding this so bad.
I'm setting the stage for the things I love.
Not so good.
And I'm not the man I once couldn't be.
That's not DC Nothing Talk. Nothing on earth. There's no way that's DC Talk. Entrenched in it is. That's his voice.
That I'll never win. My discipline fails me.
This is the DC Talk I know.
But that you hear his voice, that's him.
Okay. What else we got?
Yeah, that was them. My Deliverer by Rich Mullins. Oh, come on. Aren't they getting better?
That wasn't okay.
You want to do this year Christian music. We're doing
it. No, this was all your idea.
Well, you know, we had to do a Christian music.
My Deliverer is coming, Rich Mullins?
Okay.
I don't know. Is that the same song? You tell me. Is that the same song?
I don't know. There's choir boys singing.
There's choir
boys. How about Point of Grace? Steady On.
Now we're getting somewhere.
We had this out. We bought this together.
Yeah, we did. Point of Grace. I remember that. Steady On. Oops. You're looking for the wrong. It looks up artists on this one. Point of Grace. There we go. All right. Just come on now. Steady On. Good grief, they got a lot of songs.
Yeah, they've had a lot of albums.
Really? I did not know this. Well, this makes for interesting podcasting, doesn't it?
Well, you looking up the music? Because you should have had it ready before.
I can't. I don't have that many windows to open.
Yeah, you do. Sure you do. Close the ones after you did it and then keep looking.
I don't have the list of musics over here, so I have to just do what I can, okay? Here we go, okay? I'm working on it. What's the next one? I'll be looking it up.
All right, you got it? God So Loved, Jackie, is it Vasquez?
J-A-C-C-I-E.
No, that's not right. That's not how you spell our name.
I don't know.
Kicking up dust for heaven all burst. We're headed for the promised land. Since the moment we believe, we've been eager to leave. Like a child tugging at his hand. May we never.
Did we like this? I'm not thinking we'd have liked this.
Not thinking that's very good.
Yeah, I wouldn't have liked it. Maybe it'll get better in a minute.
Hurry.
No. Did you find J.C. Vasquez?
That's one of those fish. What do you call those fish?
Yeah.
Carps. Yeah.
Well, we know that Jackie Vasquez is good.
Okay. All right. G-A-C-C-I.
Is that what you're guessing? You're going with that for the spelling.
Yes. I am a good speller when it comes to names. I was right. G-A-C-I. I went too many. And what's the name of the song?
God So Loved.
God So Loved. God So Loved. There we go. There it is. Yay me. They're getting easier.
Now you can look for Avalon, Testify to Love.
Don't have to. It's a little weird there. Okay, let's go. Let's go.
On one of our Wow Hits albums,
oh,
remember?
Yeah. She's pretty. You don't think so?
Yeah, I hadn't seen her before.
You made a face.
Because I hit my head on the computer.
Bonk. This is not very good. It's not a very good quality.
No.
It's not a very good quality. Recording there, but the song is good. The song is good. I like that.
It's we're getting better.
Yep, yep, yep.
So far, Amy Grant's winning.
You think so? How do you figure that?
Well, you know, anything's better.
Steady than... On very disappointed me. I remember that being good, and it just wasn't.
This is Avalon.
Yeah, Testify to Love. What happened to Petra? Why is with Petra on there?
Well, maybe this was like
the wrong year.
Maybe they were like 80. All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind. Can you see? Every dream that reaches out, it reaches out to find where love
begins. Every word of every story. This is Avalon. Okay.
We never got theirs either because we didn't like them. Yeah. That wall of sound business.
Yeah.
What is this?
I had to throw this in.
You needed some relief?
Yeah. It's something worthwhile. What? What's it I'm supposed to be looking for from Big Daddy Weave?
Every time I breathe, Big Daddy Weave. Petra.
This is a live version, so it's not very good.
I'd know his voice anywhere. Yeah.
This is Big Daddy Weave.
Now we're in 2008. I am sure
all of heaven's heard me cry as I don't think I remember this guy. I don't remember him at all. Why this life is just too hard. But day by day, without fail, I'm finding everything I need in everything that you are.
He doesn't sound like a guy who would be called Big Daddy Weave.
No, he doesn't. Now, this is from 98? 88? 98.
2007.
98. This song.
No, this song is from 2008.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is this year.
I don't know it.
I don't either. That you are. Got a country flair.
Yeah,
it's guy pretty, with a weave.
Pretty good though.
Okay, how about Mercy Me, Mercy God with Us?
It's pretty good. Pretty good. We'll see what this is like. Who are we? I like Mercy
Me.
Oh,
now we're talking. That you would be mindful of us. What do you see? That's worth looking our way. Are free in ways that we never should be. That's you can see the progression of Christian music. Yep.
Just how much better it is. From the grip of these chains. Get down to the chorus. Lord, you know Whoops. Back.
That's a praise song right
that
there.
That is good. I like that.
Okay, what do we got? Give You Glory, Jeremy Camp.
Jeremy Camp, Give You Glory.
I love Jeremy Camp.
Well, it says it's connecting.
Oh, it's thinking about it?
It's connecting. Try a different one. There we go.
Oh, the familiar sounds.
What's next?
Undo Rush of Fools.
This is another one I've heard of, but I don't know that I...
You know that I have this album.
You do. And we will raise thousands more. How'd you get this without me knowing about it? Beauty in this place. When men can even fathom. No, not one define your worth. As we marvel in your presence. To the ends of the earth. Very good.
Yes. Gotta very like good. That.
I don't remember this one. Maybe I remember when I hear it. This is Undo. I've been here before.
Rush of Fools? Now here I
am again. That's what this is, yeah.
The number one is Casting Crowns, East to West. Standing at the door, praying you'll let me back in.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Good.
What do we got? Casting Crowns, yeah. Of course, number one.
The theme in these songs seems to be slow start, build, power driving, chorus.
Yeah. They're all worship songs, too. That's the big thing now, you know.
And yeah. I stand before you now as though I've never sinned. But today I feel like I'm just one mistake. Yep, it's good stuff. You could, the point in this exercise really was you could see the progression of Christian music.
Yes.
Sort of from something that was, I mean, at the time, if you go back to 78, you could see Eagles and you could see, you know, on the secular side, sort of a sophistication of the
right.
music. That to me
just didn't exist in Christian music.
It wasn't, yeah, it wasn't hip with the times. It was very much, you know, in 78, you were listening to stuff that secularly would have been produced in the 50s.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
and the same,
quite, but
that
yeah.
same squeaky,
it was just more campy.
Squeaky kind of sound.
It was just campy.
And, yeah, you know, backup singers and violins and that kind of stuff. And then you, you know.
Yeah.
And even the lyrics were not, didn't seem to be as mature as they are now somehow. I don't know.
I guess it depends on who you listen to.
But I did think that the 78 was a little better. And some of them, like that Dan
Francisco.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever.
He is alive.
He's alive.
You thought that was better than what?
Than the 88 stuff.
Yeah, 88
Sandy
was woo-wee. Yowza.
Well, we'll go out with Casting Crowns. And I hope one day...
Have fun reminiscing.
We will. Yes. Send us your favorite little tidbits from 88, 78. we will one day cast our crowns down.
That's right.
So look forward to that. Meanwhile, vayos con Dios.
Vayos con Dios.
He loves you. Love him back. Wash me white, turn my darkness.